question and is there anybody else anymore?
Right, good evening. Tonight's the Ice Cube, discussing ice cubes. Now, right, so we all ready?
Yes,
yes, good. Good, Reggie. Thank you. Excellent. So, usually, ice cubes is a good time to speak about it. Pashas Korach is usually a good time to speak about ice cubes. Kerach is ice cubes, but we missed Korach. So at least Bolok, you can use also a block. People want to take ice cubes, and one of the Geshmak's way of drinking on Shabbos is a big. I think it's part of Oynig Shabbos. I think as much as it's a mitzvah to have nice foods, to have foods, is also to be served chilled is also good, and it makes all the difference sometimes when you have a cold drink. And the shayla is sometimes you haven't got a cold drink, or even if you do have, but you want to give an extra boost, you want to get some ice cubes from the freezer, and you want to put it in, and you want to put it on the table. Sometimes you put it in on the table, so you take, let's say, 20 ice cubes or 15 ice cubes, put it in an empty bowl, and you put it in a nice bowl, and you put it in the middle of the table. Anyone who wants to come can take an ice cube, can take two ice cubes, especially by Simcha. I remember I was by Simcha, it was boiling hot, and it's very geschmack to have some ice cubes there. Obviously, to make ice cubes on Shabbos, we know there are a lot of machmirim on it. That's a different topic altogether. We're talking about where already you have ice cubes, you just want to take them out. Sometimes you can crush it a little bit to get it out. That's not the real issue. The issue which we're discussing tonight is if you have the ice cubes on the table and they're on a bowl, inside the bowl where there's no liquid inside, and then 10 minutes later or quarter of an hour later, depending on the temperature of the room, you come there, you'll start seeing that in the bowl there's liquid has already melted from the ice cubes. Is there any shayla whatsoever here? What would he say? What would he say, Bechlal? If a person takes out, let's say, a bottle which is frozen inside the freezer, and he takes it out and he lets it and he leaves it outside to melt, is there any shayla whatsoever? The reverse seems to be a bit of a problem, right? Where at least those which follow the Ramah, we take on that to make ice cubes is a problem on Shabbos. So to defrost it, is there any issue? So the Gemara says, "Eim raskin es hashelek." You're not allowed to crush biyadayim, shelek, ice, and melt, and snow. Some Rishonim understand that the issue with that is because you're transforming something from a solid to a liquid. They have different dinim. Something which is a solid might not have dinim tumas machel, tumas mashkim. There's a common different halachas that changes when you change something from a solid to a liquid. So here you go, you change something from a solid to a liquid. Some Rishonim hold that a change has taken place, you can't get involved in that. It's similar to like Makabe Patash Dao. So the shayla is, if you understand it like that, is it only a problem when you actually do it be a dime, when you're crushing it? You're crushing it, absolutely crushing it, be a dime. Or is it also, if it's memela, you take something out, or you put something in the freezer, memela it changes. We take on that if you take something, if you want to make ice cubes, lechatchila, we take on that if you want to make ice cubes, you put it in the freezer. Even if you haven't done it, be a dime, there's not much good to be a dime anyway. You can't sort of stir it and make it into ice cube. You just put it into a freezer. We take on that the posting of Machmir on that. So the shayla is when it comes to the reverse, when it comes to letting it to melt, Chayda should be the same thing. However, the Loshna Ramah, this is the whole shayla of how far do you go. The Loshna Ramah is you shouldn't take out something from the freezer and put it Eitzel Hamadura, next to a source of heat, next to a fire. Or the Mishabura says next to the Chama, next to the sun. Because that's the case where the Ramah is talking about. And the Shaila of the Heintikers is the Machmirim only being Machmir when you take it out from the freezer and put it near a source of heat? You put it near your hot plate, you put it near, even if you won't get near Yatzel Edus Boy, but at least you got a source of heat, something of some kind. Or is it even if you take it out and leave it at room temperature? That is the Machlokas. Rabbi Falk was very, he took on the Hachmi, and he says over here, it's incorrect to place ice cubes on the table and leave them to melt. Obviously, you're not doing it in that case, you're not doing it with the intention of that, but his case, he also explains that this would be the case. Even if your intention is to take the ice cubes for your drinks and you'll be left with some which is going to melt, that would also be an issue. So the eitzah, the solution, if you want to be Machmi, is to put a little bit of water in a bowl and tiny little bit of water, and then go to the freezer, and then fill up the bowl with ice cubes. 16 years ago, I think it's Kamat of the Week. I remember I was in yeshiva, and I went home that Shabbos because my sister had her first child, and she made a kiddush, and it was absolutely boiling hot. So we arranged before Shabbos. I was in charge of the ice cubes, and being a Talmud of Rebbe Falk, so I took, you know, innocently I took a bowl, a very nice bowl, and I filled up a little bit of water, and then I put all the ice cubes in. It was very geschmack. It went very quickly, but still there was a lot of liquid over. It takes half an hour for it to go, so it would have accumulated. So my Rav, Dan Duna from Stavatil, he came in, he's Dachle Unzer Rav, and I showed him the bowl. You know, that's what we learned about this. Indian Lechayra, this Sama Machmi, he said, ah, a chumra from the Shvaga, a chumra from my brother-in-law. Meaning, it's a chumra because the Rafat took on the Hachmi, that the Ramah was Dafka, that the Ramah who's Machmi is Lav Dafka Eitzel Madura. It's who, I don't know if it's, you bring it out to room temperature and Mamela, what's the difference? However, many, many, many poskim are Makel. In fact, it looks like Roy poskim are Makel, and they say that the Ramah is Dafka near Madura, near source of heat. Just like the other way around, to put it near a freezer, it has to be a near source of a way that's going to freeze it. So to the other way, it has to be a near source of heat. But just to leave it room temperature, the Wamekel. And the list goes on. The Tzitz Eliezer, just for the names, the Riyatsiv, Reb Chaim Kinevsky, Shev Dalevi, the Reminiscent Karelitz, he got loads of them. Atki the Kach, I remember, I called that.
Who say
you're loud. Rev Eliasha was Mekel. I called that Rebbe Falk. I said, in a nice way, but they're covered. I said, I think in this topic you're a bit outnumbered because you've got many, many shittas. In fact, the Dirshu, who speak about the Shaila, they don't even bring any Machmir. They just bring in Shin Chaf, they bring about the Shaila, they just bring the whole bang lot of the post Mishamekel, the Shaykh Talevi and the missing Karelitz. They're not even Nochis to anyone that's Machmir. They are Machmirim as well, besides the Rebbe Fel. It's interesting that this is a big topic, and I think it's very Negeah for the week, so now it's Israel. I remember it's Negeah there every week, even in the winter. You want to take. So interesting, he answered me, he's Makir, since he spoke about it, he came a lot before a lot of these other poskim, listen, Karelitz, so he shared his view. He acknowledges that many, many poskim are Makir, but he still feels that the logic goes with what he says. And therefore, it's funny, because I was speaking to quite a lot of people, which give shiurim to SEM girls or in school, and they have a system of how they work with Zoch Vashomer. They go through Zoch Vashomer. Really, they're coming from Zoch Vashomer. It's a beautiful way of teaching. And I was telling this Chiddush, so one of them told me, if you're going to tell me that, then I have to rub out a whole class. One of my whole classes is all based on what do you do, what's the solution, you put a bit of water in. The idea of putting a bit of water into the bowl at the beginning, so then what happens is, it's not nikkah that has changed. Once you've come with a bit of water at the beginning, and then you put ice cube in, everyone agrees that you can have a drink and put an ice cube in. The shaila is, can you just leave it from fully frozen to start melting? That's seemingly shaila, because it's nikkah. It's quite noticeable that you've done a big change. When you put a bit of water in, then it's not so nikkah. That's what I was showing off to Marov Dandunas to say that when Makam the Chumra of Rebbe Falk, which is saying, I think he summed up quite nicely, a Chumra from the Shvaga, because it is a Chumra, and there are others which are Machmir, but again, it's Beged a Chumra, because Me'ikadin, you've got many, many shittas that want to say that it's okay. The fact is that the mice, you're not doing a Be'idayim, you're not putting it near source of heat, you won't be able to put it near source of heat. Some people sometimes, they don't realize that you're putting it near source of heat, and sometimes you get. This is also an interesting shaila. What would you say to this? If you get some ice cream, sometimes not geschmack to have the ice cream while it's very, very hard. Your freezer's working overtime, it was put at the top. So you put your hand underneath it, or you start mashing it in a way to speed up the process, because you see that on the benching. So, you know, you're speeding up the process, that seems to be a problem, because you're getting involved with your biodime, that seems to be a problem. Or you take something which is a melted bottle, and you run it under the sink because you want it to speed up the process. That seems to be an issue, because you're speeding up the process. That is something that you can't do, but on Shabbos, that's be a dime.
Even though in the bottle there's already been water in it.
Oh, that's very interesting. If in the bottle there's some water in it, so then Mishabur brings machlokes about it, and he says tov lahachmi. People want to know about the shaila about freezing. Obviously, we try to be machmir not to make ice cubes and not to freeze things on Shabbos. But let's say you don't plan to freeze your bottle of Coke. You just want to put it in the freezer for your mind for half an hour to make it geschmack. Is there any issue that maybe you'll leave it there, you'll forget about it? Stainless, vegan, the mice, we don't find there's a problem. We find that you're not allowed to put something near, on a flame and take it with intention to take it off before it reaches the outside leather spoke, because Gezeiras Hefsha tells you that we're scared you might leave it on. But when it comes to such a small, it's not even an issa, it's like this chumrah, putting it in the freezer, that's something that for sure, as long as you have intention to take it out before it gets frozen, then it's absolutely no problem putting something in the freezer on Shabbos. So that's one chumrah. I want to share with you a very interesting chumrah. It's also along the lines as this chumrah that you can see. We've just spoken about taking something out and leaving it at room temperature versus putting it near source of heat. And we're saying this begedah chumrah. This is a very interesting chumrah that I always think about it. Every time I pour a drink into a cup which has got an ice cube in, I always think about the shayla on Shabbos. And that is the stream that comes from the drink that you're pouring out. You're pouring out Fanta fruit twist, or if you call that a drink, whatever drink you have, Coke, call it Coke a drink. Okay, it's still debatable. If you take a Coca-Cola after the challenge and you pour it into a cup, a small cup, and you pour it into a cup which has got an ice cube in, something's always in my mind that is this called that you're doing something by your dime? Meaning, if you pour the drink first and then afterwards put an ice cube into the liquid, into the drink, no one's going to have a problem with that. The Gemara says, Mufurish, Aval Noisen Hula Soyecha Kois. Aim Raskin is a Shalek, it means you can't crush the Shalek, but Aval Noisen Hula Soyecha Kois, you can put it inside and it happens Mamela, because that's not a problem. Here, this what's interesting is that you're pouring liquid onto ice cubes and you're putting it, and that force is, at least scientifically and in your mind as well, is breaking up a little bit of that ice cube. I don't know about you, but something tells me, unless I'm proven wrong, that there's more geschmack to first put the ice cube in and then afterwards put the drink in, because something tells me that it speeds up the process. You know, it's very difficult to wait so long till your cup gets cold. You know, you think you're going to wait another minute to get more geschmack, At the end of the day, you want the process to make it cold quicker. I would have thought without looking into it scientifically that it's more effective if you first put the ice cube in and then afterwards pour the streamer in. Nishmaskim, no? So anyway, Lemaise is a shy. What would you say? You're saying Lemaise from Mitzis Nishazoi? You pour it in, you pour a whole stream, a full cup, 200 milliliters of Coca Cola, and that causes no? It causes an effect. No, lo nichele? What's this? Yeah, but does it not break it up? It doesn't break it scientifically. It doesn't break up a little bit. If let's see, so the idea of taking ice cubes and putting it under the water to break it, to dissolve. That's which one? So that's I don't know. You should know it's a feeling. You should know. But we should really involve a scientist about this to see I'd really be interested to know what happens, because my feeling is that's more geschmack. Besides for the fizz, I know what you mean. That it gets fizzy. Leaving aside the fizz.
If I attack the ice cube, it's definitely not liquor. Unless you
not liquor. I don't need it to be liquor. Sorry, I need it to be that it's geschmack. Sorry.
Ice cube come up. Why?
Why does it come up?
I think it's probably the same thing.
I don't know. Again, I'm not a scientist over here. I think we need to have echveser. This is another shiur. We need to give the kibbutz for someone else to work out exactly. My haragosha tells me that it's more effective. Echveser, attack, I don't know. Oy bazoi, I actually saw this svara brought down in Migdanos Aliyah, which again, he's also not a scientist. So he also needs to work out the matzias. Something tells me that it has more of an effect, and in a way, that's called b'yadayim. Zeichel adova, which I think is quite a good sushtel. There's a Shulchan Aruch that speaks about urinating, mashkin, right? Lahatil meiraglaim, hatolas meiraglaim. Listen, Shulchan Aruch, one line. Hamaram beRottenberg, matir lahatil meishalek lahatil meiraglaim beshalek. When it's snowing, he allowed a person to urinate to lahatil meiraglaim beshalek. Although Shulchan Aruch speaks about this, I'm sorry, Shulchan Aruch speaks about this, yeah. And he says he's matir v'harosh hayaniza the rosh. The Rosh of the Talmud, he says, the Rosh says, no, you shouldn't do it. The Rosh said, there's a problem because with the stream, that is going to dissolve the Shalek. Now, I must add, that's even worse in our case, because in the case of the Shalek, this person is out in the countryside, he couldn't care less about the Shalek dissolving, yeah, and yet the Rosh still says that you're still doing a B'yadayim. So there's a bit of a... much softer. And room, the body temperature is more warmer than our drink that we're talking about. So you've got stolen the can and the can. On one hand, it's better because it's softer, shalek. Mitzacheni over here, it's harder. Mitzacheni, it's also worse because you mechavah for it. If this idea is true, then you mechavah for it. I've been looking around for the Shaila, is the opposite Indian. I've seen in this Truva Sefer, Migdanus Aliyah that mentions this, there could be a Maila to do the reverse way. Look, it's very difficult to do because typically you like to take the ice cube and afterwards pour the water in, pour the drink inside. But there could be a Pshara actually, to put the ice cube in and then tilt it. So the first bit is not hitting the ice cube. It's taka, I remember Reb Heimlich discussing regarding a different noisa, regarding the shayla of moilet with coffee and everything. There could be as a halbazach. Again, let's call it begad chumra, because dovazel lo shamanu. I have discussed this with many talmidei chachamim. They see where we're coming from regarding this sifu yodalad. Just to throw in nocha, just a very quick one. I just have a feeling, I don't know if you've noticed about the new eggs that you've seen. Have you seen the eggs that come out? There's the yellow eggs. Yeah. Have you seen them? Yeah. Now,
extra yellow.
Apparently, it's to do with what they feed the chickens, and therefore the regular eggs come out a bit more reddish. But now the eggs that you find, sometimes they come in like a blue stamp, and as someone said, you need to wear sunglasses when you see it. You know, I can tell when my wife uses it to shmir the chalas, you can see the whole chalas are yellow. Yeah. So the fish is yellow. The shaila is if a person's makbid. Right, so if you're makbid on a yellow, you always like to buy the more expensive one, the regular ones, it's actually more expensive. The cheaper ones are the yellow ones. Let's say you're running out of eggs and you knock on your next door neighbor and have you got a spare egg? I just want to do the chalas. So you borrow one egg and they give you a yellow egg, which has got a blue stamp on. And when you get the next your next grocery delivery, you get new eggs and you get the fresh, you get the red eggs. Can you give back the red eggs? In your mind, you're very makvid, right? There's some people that tell me, what's it, egg for an egg? You'll say there's no akvada. It's interesting that if you look in the, what's this? You'll say there's no akvada. Yes, firstly, it's more expensive. The gaba rib is something. When you borrow something, say it's worth more. Firstly, it's worth more. And secondly, for some people, they find it very ekeldig. Now, I've actually given a few shurim about this, and yeshua, I've seen chatzi. It could be that the lender doesn't care, so therefore there's no problem with ribbis mitzidoi. So we have to be married another time. Go.
Can we have the